The watchdog group has sued Vice President Dick Cheney and Halliburton Corporation over alleged fraudulent accounting practices. Judicial Watch accuses the oil services company of overstating revenues from 1999 through 2001. Cheney was chief executive at the company from 1995 to 2000. Halliburton has denied wrongdoing, and the Bush administration says the suit is without merit. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating Halliburton's accounting methods. Joining me now is Jeffrey Birnbaum, Washington bureau chief for Fortune magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What does the lawsuit charge?
Well, the lawsuit charges that investors were defrauded and that, in effect, Halliburton, under Dick Cheney, cooked the books when it decided to change its accounting method to count as revenues overruns in some of its big construction projects, money that they think the company thought it could collect but hadn't quite collected yet.
Were investors hurt by the alleged revenue overstating?
Well, that's hard to know. Halliburton says, of course, that they were not. There are two potential problems here. One is that when a company makes an accounting change, it's supposed to improve investors' ability to understand exactly what the company's performance was. And you could argue that booking as revenue money that hadn't been collected yet might not fit that description. And second, it was over a year before the investors were told in an annual report that this change had been made, and usually major accounting changes like that are disclosed more quickly, and that didn't happen in this case. So there will be a good argument in court. Halliburton says it'll win. Who knows?
They have Arthur Andersen doing their books.
They did. That's right.
See.
And that's Arthur Andersen seems to show up everywhere. And in fact, a former Arthur Andersen partner was Dick Cheney's number two at Halliburton, and is now and in fact succeeded him as CEO there. And the company is saying that Dick Cheney was hands off, hadn't really touched those kind of operational details. And this former Arthur Andersen partner was probably the person who signed off on this accounting change.
Why is this coming up now?
Well, with all of these bookkeeping scandals, any kind of connection between a Bush administration official and some questionable change in accounting is a target for partisans and for anybody who's interested in this issue. When the Bush administration came in, it had a whole coterie of former CEOs who were supposed to bring some gravitas to the administration. Cheney among them, Don Rumsfeld at the Defense Department, Paul O'Neill at the Treasury Department, all former big CEOs. And their performance, I think, is clearly an issue, given all of the accounting scandals that have happened under the Bush administration's watch here.
And the Washington Post and the New York Times today have more to say about President Bush's tenure at Harkin Energy.
That's right. Earlier this week...
As a director.
Earlier this week, President Bush went to Wall Street and gave a laundry list of changes to restore confidence to investors. And one of them was that corporations shouldn't give loans to their officers and directors. Well, in fact, in the 1980s, George W. Bush, when he was director of Harkin Energy, did receive two loans totaling about $180,000 on sweetheart terms to purchase stock of that company, very similar to the kind of loan that he now wants prohibited. The White House says it's different in spirit and in kind. He doesn't want abusive, huge loans to companies, hundreds of millions of dollars, which were the case in some of these recent scandals. But nonetheless, it puts him again in the crosshairs, like Cheney is, I think, in Halliburton.
5% interest, no payment on the principal for something like 8 years?
That's right. That's considered a sweetheart deal, an encouragement of for directors back then to invest in the companies they are directors of.
Jeffrey Birnbaum is the Washington bureau chief for Fortune magazine.